today on Introductions. Our guest is 18-year-old flutist Ryan Zerna of Oswego, Illinois. He's won first place in the competitions of both the Society of American Musicians and the Chicago Flute Club, and plays co-principal flute in the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. We'll hear him this hour in music by Cécile Chaminade, Carl Nielsen, and more after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio with 18-year-old flutist Ryan Zerna of Oswego, who studies with Hideko Amano. Ryan performs co-principal flute in the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras and was heard here on Introductions last year as part of a woodwind quintet called Metal and Wood, which you can hear on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com. But this hour, we're featuring just Ryan, who will start out now with the concertino for flute and piano by Cécile Chaminade. We'll hear Kanai Tsuruga on piano. This is Introductions. Thank you. That was 18-year-old flutist Ryan Zerna in the Concertino for Flute and Piano by Cécile Chaminade with Kanai Tsuruga on piano live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. Ryan is a co-principal flute of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra and has many other accomplishments under his belt. And Ryan, that piece sounded fantastic. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
So that you played with such a wonderful sense of spontaneity and you sounded relaxed, even though there were so many notes packed into that piece.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of notes in that piece, of course. And something about it is like every flute player knows this piece. I mean, it's very well known. Every flute player pretty much plays it. I mean, the first time I played it was in eighth grade, and now I'm a high school senior. So, I mean, this is a piece that you never put down. I mean, you're always going to be asked to play it at some point or another.
So how do you play it differently now than when you were in eighth grade?
I feel like I have a better sense of, like, phrasing, I would say. As I grow on, I just understand, you know, the music more.
Uh-huh.
I feel more musical. I mean, in eighth grade when I was playing it, seemed like quite a tackle, and
sure.
I was pretty nervous, and this time, you know, it's kind of natural.
Well, you make it sound like there's nothing to it, and I'm sure it took years of practice for that.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
What's surprising is that you weren't born with a flute in your mouth. You wanted to play percussion at first?
Well, yeah, it's kind of interesting because my dad, he played drum set. He was in the Philippines, and he played in a band. He played drum set. And then my brother took up percussion and just took off from there. And I decided that, you know, maybe I should follow in their footsteps. And it turned out to be not as fun as I expected it to be.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was pretty young, actually. I mean, it was like about second grade when I started it. And I didn't even really know the concept of practicing or anything.
Uh-huh.
So I just didn't, you know, take it up. And then eventually I started flute in fourth grade.
So why flute? What's so great about the flute that you love so much?
Well, I really like its sound. I mean, I feel like it's got a very, I feel like it's very versatile. Like there's a variety of sounds you can make. I mean, you can have, you know, very powerful, very loud. And, you know, other times it could just be very, very sweet and very just, you know, pleasant to hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, your parents must have been relieved that they don't have to carry around any percussion equipment anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's yeah.
a lot easier to stick into your backpack.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Well, it sounds great, and I can't wait to hear some more music. What do you have next for us?
Next on the program, we have the Nielsen Flute Concerto.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit about this piece. One thing I really like about it is just its variety of color. You know, talking about like the flute before, like how I said, you know, that's just so versatile. With this piece, there's just so many different sounds. I mean, like you start off with a very, you know, like a harsh dissonant type, you know, very dark passage. And then, you know, like all in the beginning, you just vary from like these, you know, dark and powerful passages to what I think is kind of funny. I think it's kind of cheesy sort of sounding, you know.
The music is cheesy sounding.
Yeah, you know, like I think he kind of meant for it, you know, like you'll hear the piano do some stuff like some, you know, like mimicking what the orchestra does, you know. It's like some fake fanfare type stuff, you know. Like I think it's pretty cool. And also, you know, like then you get to the middle section and it's all really very sweet, you know. Again, it's very, you know, innocent.
So a lot of contrast in this piece, and for once in these fanfares, you get to be the envy of the trumpet section instead of having all the fanfares.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's Ryan Zerna again. He's from Oswego High School and the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. He'll perform the Concerto for Violin, Opus 33 by Carl Nielsen. And again, we'll hear Kanai Tsuruga on piano. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard some music by Carl Nielsen, his Concerto for Violin and Orchestra, Opus 33. Of course, we heard that with piano, performed by 18-year-old Ryan Zerna of Oswego with Kanai Tsuruga on piano. We're going to post this program online for you to listen to again in just a little bit. You can visit www.wfmtintroductions.com to hear that. And that's also where you can do what Ryan did and send us your YouTube videos or MP3 files to audition to perform on this program. And find WFMT on Facebook for updates so that you do not have to miss any of our live programming. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear music by Siegfried Karg-Ellert and Theobald Bohm. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 18-year-old flutist Ryan Zerna of Oswego and Oswego High School. He's won first place in the competitions of both the Society of American Musicians and the Chicago Flute Club, and plays co-principal flute in two different Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. He studies with Hideko Amano. And I understand that I missed a competition in there, didn't I?
In the same year, actually, when I won the two competitions, I had also been the recipient of the Edward and Ethel Martin Scholarship from the Union League Civic and Arts Foundation competition.
Another wonderful opportunity for young musicians. And yeah. You were on a roll that year.
Yeah, it was a really great year.
So in order to be on such roles in competitions and be so successful, you have to practice a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I've been practicing a lot lately. I mean, especially with college auditions, I've been practicing about, I think 5 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. After school?
We have block scheduling at our school, which means we have hour and a half long classes, and I have a free block first for the first period. So I just practice for an hour and a half then. Uh-huh. And then when I get home, I, just either practice or do homework, practice or do homework.
So the block scheduling gives you some flexibility.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have a routine that you do every single practice session? Do you start with certain warm-ups and that, or do you just dive right into the music?
I do start off with certain warm-ups. I do a lot of tuning exercises is what I'm do a lot of. Mm-hmm. And then scales, like chromatic scales, just to get my fingers moving,
because on any wind instrument, but maybe especially on the flute, I'm not sure, your tuning can change quite rapidly after each piece, is that right?
Yeah, well, the difficult part about flute is that and like other instruments too, like you have double reed instruments that, their reeds can vary so differently, like just so often. With flute, it's just you have to be really consistent. If you just happen to move your hand position a little bit, kind of roll in the flute a little bit, cause it to go flat, the way your lips are positioned too. And also it requires a lot of air. I mean, it requires as much air as a tuba, really. And
as a tuba?
Yeah, I know. That's
probably unexpected for some people.
Yeah, just because, it's such a big open, embouchure hole, and you have to, half the air that you use is pretty much wasted anyways. It just goes out, and some of it goes in, but...
Well, it's not wasted on us because you're performing some wonderful music for
thank
us.
Thank you.
In addition to all of these competitions that you've been winning, you mentioned another great recent experience was performing at Festa Mutti, which was the big free concert in Millennium Park to welcome the new music director of the CSO, Ricardo Muti, where I think 25,000 people attended in Millennium Park. Yeah. And you performed principal flute co-principal flute? With the CYSO Encore Orchestra, Chamber Orchestra before the big performance. So what was that like?
It was something that I expected myself to be really nervous about. I mean, I actually had a big part. I played piccolo in the Barbara of Seville Overture, which is, that's a pretty difficult piccolo piece. And I thought I'd be nervous, but looking at all the people that were... it really was just like a festival, like just something that was really fun. And, a lot of people just sitting there in their lawn chairs and drinking wine or, really just taking it easy. And so I felt like though there was a huge number of people, I really could enjoy myself, and it was a really great experience.
Well, it was a great performance. I had a chance to listen to you guys.
Yeah.
It was just very impressive.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you have next for us?
Next, I have an etude. It's chosen from the 30 Caprices of Karl Gellert. I chose Caprice number 23. And just a little something about this piece too. I picked this one out of the 30 because, like, a caprice by definition is something that, you know, a composition that is really free in expression.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like that number 23, it was probably the best representation of this, because you know, like, you'll have such really powerful, you know, like in the beginning, you're gonna have a really powerful, really, you know, loud sound, and then it just varies, like, so frequently. You know, you can switch from really powerful to, like, absolutely still and so quiet, you know, just in, like, the next measure. So,
well, let's hear 18-year-old Ryan Zerna now in the 23rd Caprice by Siegfried Karg Ehlert. It's labeled Adagio Appassionato here on Introductions. That was the 23rd of 30 Caprices by Siegfried Karg Ehlert, marked Adagio Appassionato, performed by 18-year-old flutist Ryan Zerna. That was wonderful, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Is it, I guess you're used to playing by yourself because you have to practice by yourself.
Yes, yeah.
But in performance, what's the special challenge of performing by yourself without a pianist? Or orchestra, for that matter?
Well, one thing that kind of gets me is just the silence beforehand, you know? I mean, it makes you feel kind of like you're in power, you know? Like, because you're the one who's making the sound. So it's, you know, kind of a good thing and kind of a bad thing, mm-hmm. you know? Like, sometimes you could be really intimidated by that, and other times you could just feel really in control.
Well, it sounded like you were using the rests in that piece. Each rest almost was like its own note in a kind of way.
Yeah.
Definitely were taking advantage of each one.
Yeah.
What kind of advice does your teacher give you about flute playing in general or performance? Hideko Amano.
Yes. Well, we talk a lot about sound and everything. Probably the biggest thing is we talk about like a core of sound. We talk about like you have to feel it sort of inside, like, you know, like in the center of your gut, really. Uh-huh. I mean, you have to like really just feel it like a center of gravity and just feel very just planted, you know, very like right, you know, not like too tense or anything, uh-huh. just very firm.
And that going back to the sound and breathing,
yeah.
You could tell you have a great tone in your flute playing.
Thank you.
Next, you're going to have a grand finale for us, and you're going to perform the Grande Polonaise for flute and piano.
Yes.
By Theobald Boehm. So tell us about this piece.
This piece, well, when I first picked it up, I was a little scared because characteristic of a Polonaise is it's going to be a lot of runs, like a lot of runs. And it's just so many notes. And I remember the first time I picked it up, I was like, just way too many notes. Uh-huh. Like I was kind of terrified, but I was listening to it, you know, and I listened to other Polonaises, like the Chopin Polonaises for uh-huh. piano. And one thing I noticed is that, yeah, there are like a lot of notes, and I didn't understand why at first, but one thing that's really interesting about it is that, like, when I was listening to it, it really drew me in because, like, all these notes, they lead to somewhere. Like, all these notes, they resolve on something, like these fast runs and everything. And you want to hear, like, where it resolves. Like, that's the thing. It's kind of like teasing at you because there's so many notes beforehand, you don't know when it's going to end. And it's like you really want to hear that resolve. And once it does, it's very satisfying. So
by listening to these other Polonaises by Chopin, et cetera, it sounds like you got a really great sense of the big picture of this piece
yeah.
with all these runs. So
yeah. I mean, it's something that I know I can have fun with now instead of just being scared about uh-huh. it. I know that, and that's why I chose it last, you know, because I have a lot of fun with this piece.
How long ago did you pick this piece up first?
I think last year, I believe, like at this time, just a year ago, so.
Well, here's one more piece performed by 18-year-old Ryan Zerna, and we're going to hear pianist Kanai Tsurugo again. He's going to perform for us the Grande Polonaise for flute and piano by Theobald Boehm. Here, live on Introductions in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. Thank you. What a fantastic finale to this hour of introductions. We heard the Grand Polonaise for flute and piano by Theobald Böhm, performed by 18-year-old flutist Ryan Zerna with pianist Kanai Tsuruga. That was just wonderful, Ryan. You must feel such a sense of accomplishment after that.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. It was quite a challenge to take on at first, but it's I feel great now.
Yeah, it's just so funny. You were saying before when you first received it, it scared you. The music scared you, and now you have a complete command over it and made it sound beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So, what would you like? What are your future dreams for the flute? Do you want to be a professional?
Yes, I would like to play in a major orchestra. Is probably my ultimate goal. I mean, I love the feeling of playing in such a big orchestra. So
you're a senior in high school. You must be applying to all sorts of places right now. Are you applying to conservatories?
Yes, I am applying to a few conservatories. Mm-hmm. I just finished applying to four. I applied to Juilliard, Eastman, Manhattan School of Music, and New England Conservatory, and still have a little bit more to do. But
yeah. It's a lot of work to audition for all these schools.
Yeah, definitely. I just finished, because I play flute and so many other people play flute. You have to do a pre-screening, so mm-hmm. you have to like send in a tape, and then after that, then they invite you for an audition. So, I mean, I've only been done with the first round. I still have to, go on to the next round.
But as we heard this hour, you're definitely well on your way to fulfilling whatever you want to do with the flute.
Well, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You can listen to this live performance of Introductions again. We're going to post this in just a little bit on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com. And you can also audition to perform on this program by going to that website. Just click on audition. And we hope that you'll find WFMT on Facebook for updates on many of our live broadcasts. And we welcome your comments about this program. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serban, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vida. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of this program. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.